Just letting you know that Joanne is filling in for Fijidan, and he's taking a brief vacation. So I'll let her have the controls. See you next week. Don't be late. Bye. All right, I believe we are live. It is 5:01. You are listening to WMFO in Medford from our luxurious studio with the brand new floor. Thank you, Charlie Ewald. And a lovely new keyboard from Frank. So, please be sure to catch those folks' shows. It is Wednesday. I am covering briefly for Mr. Chris, who is enjoying a rare weekend off with his family. So you know him as Figgy Dan, but I am covering until 6:30. And then Max Kratzok will be coming in and making his show a little bit longer. Now, I have to do various housekeeping things. So in order to keep you folks entertained, we'll be sort of doing things like music you might otherwise miss. Okay. Sadly, it's taking a little bit of time reading the table of contents. Oh, no text. Gee, what a surprise. Because this is a compilation of 15 tracks of what we think is the best new music. You'll hear from the Dexies, Deer Tick, Naomi Yang, and others. Okay, which...
Measuring once, cutting it twice, click it back in, nearly as nice. Sorting it out, stacking up piles, take it back down, error by trial. Stuck in a room, tidy it up, not good enough. Sitting up straight, sharp as a tack, snatching it off them, grabbing it back. Good to be honest, stings a bit too, can only be you, rebuilding you. Not what you wanted, not knowing when, both ways beholden, owing to them. That builds up, growing potatoes in corners of fluff. Stuck in a room, try and sit still, try and sit still, try to stand up. Hassling me, hassling you. Stuck in a
Sorry about that, folks. It always takes me a couple of minutes to meld Spinatron into the shape that I would like. And it is now 5:16. Yay! So we have like another, nearly another hour and a half before Max comes in. We heard This Is the Kit with Stuck in a Room. The album is Careful of Your Keepers, out on Rough Trade. Before that was Corey Hansen with Wings from the Drag City album, Western C-U-M. And we started off with Eco Ishibashi and Drive My Car, taken from the Nowhere Music album Drive My Car, original soundtrack. And I apologize if for any reason I'm mispronouncing people's names, but we're going to continue on, and so just a brief sort of announcement about the Boston Jewish Film Festival is that it will take place, the 35th annual one, November 1st through the 15th. They have added a Boston Israeli Film Festival, which you have to be here for the spring semester because it's in March of 2024. That is the sixth annual one. And finally, they are soliciting donations to support the BJF Studio and BJF School Initiative to Combat Anti-Semitism, facilitating high school and middle school film-based programs to confront anti-Semitism. And while it's dandy that Bob Kraft does so much, we have to remember that the head of a school in one of our western suburbs was very cruelly attacked by, I think the best way to say it is that in addition to being an anti-Semite, the person who did the knife attack was also really not quite all there. We used to say things like 10 cents short of a dime, or the elevator doesn't go all the way to the top. So for those who are new to Massachusetts, way back, I think, I'm trying to remember, was it Bill Weld who was the governor or whoever was before him, but they figured out that rather than trying to support mental health institutions around the state, that they would close them, release the people who were still there to their families to take care of them, and they just repurposed the grounds. So what does that do? Well, first of all, it puts a huge burden on the family. I am very familiar. A friend of mine who lives out in Hudson has been taking care of her older brother ever since mom died. And he was, when I first met Stevie, very high functioning, but he has a number of mental health issues. If you met him, you would probably say, oh, this is an autistic kid at the very least. It's also someone who isn't living in 2023. Oftentimes, he thinks that his brother has thrown out all of his stuff, not realizing that he's no longer at mom's house. So this is the sort of stuff that you come up with. If somebody's having a bad day, try not to run them down. And the reason why I say this is because WMFO's studio is high atop College Avenue, practically at the intersection of the new stop, which finally got built after Mike Capuano got the money for it. Mike didn't contest when Ayanna Pressley decided that she could represent Boston better than Mike. And this was true, because Mike was a terrific mayor of Somerville for a number of years, then went to the House of Representatives and succeeded in bringing a lot of money home to Massachusetts, which is what reps are supposed to do. Right now, of course, the Republican Party is in control of the House very narrowly. The gentleman who tried to be Speaker of the House found out that, yeah, this is a lot of work. And he was no Tip O'Neill. His second in command has multiple myeloma. So that's a very interesting blood-borne cancer. And I have to say that, like pancreatic cancer, chemotherapy is not straightforward. And that just gets you up to date. Here at Tufts, the RAs, or resident assistants, are back. And let's rally for a stipend for them in addition to free room and board. Oh, yes. If you look at where Tufts stands, it's probably equal or possibly ahead of an undergraduate cost from Harvard. All right, enough of that. Let's get back to the music. Yeah.
thought I'd do it slowly, do it better than the rest. Thought I'd move it forward, be in the moment, I guess. Be devoted in a way. But the scope of all I know is getting larger. Voices near and far say the same thing over. Hold on tight and hold on good. Fall into the deep.
to myself, I'm not liking what I see. Go. And now I'm going to get free.
You can make it, oh, you can make it.
I'm going to get free.
You can make it, oh, you can make it.
I'm going to get free. Looking back now, I would say he was afraid of me.
When he dreamed,
yeah,
always scheming,
yeah, trying to escape from my reality. I have to admit, when I was a kid, I could use some company. Doesn't matter now, because now I'm going to get free. If it half kills me, yeah.
And that roar you hear in the background is the wonderful air conditioner that is keeping Studio A comfy. That's probably the best way to say it, because otherwise we'd have every window open and be fanning ourselves like mad to knock the humidity down. So, what did we hear? Well, that was the Dexys with I'm Going to Get Free from the 100% album, The Feminine Divine. Now, I used to do a couple of radio programs, but we had this thing. Some people called it the Chinese flu. By that time, it had already spread. It's amazing that pretty much exactly 100 years ago was in 1918, the Great Flu epidemic, which some people insisted on calling the Spanish flu, actually started in the Midwest at an army camp, and briefly brought under control in 1919, and then in 1920, it returned with a vengeance and still killed people. My grandmother's only brother died in one of those flu epidemics, along with his son, little Fred, and they just kind of had to wait to have it die out. But the epidemiologists and the doctors did actually do their best to try to identify what this strain was. But of course, it didn't happen. Masks were still very popular. You can go up to the museum in Lowell here in Massachusetts, and they will be happy to show you the cloth cotton masks that people were wearing in the mills. It is 5:47. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. So the Dexys actually did an Irish album, more years than I care to remember. I think it was something like 2010 or 2012. We all went off the air when Chuckles Baker said, "Everyone should shelter in place." Yes, this will do lots of things. Well, it all depends where your place was. If you want to know why the Holyoke Soldiers Home is getting a brand new people in, just Google Holyoke Soldiers Home 2019, 2020. Chuckles and a Pay to Play. The Veep decided that they weren't going to run again, which paved the way for the woman who was the Attorney General for the state of Massachusetts, Maura Healey. And what do you know? The Massachusetts Republican Party had a guy by the name of Jim Lyon as the head, who was all in for Mr. T. Funniest thing, the Massachusetts Republican Party was not all in for Mr. T. They kind of recognized that Republicans come in all different flavors, just like the Defeatocrats or any other party that you care. Is you really have to take a look at people, what their platform is, what they are promising, and finally, how likely is it to have that person deliver it? So what do we have but a number of people who qualified for the first Republican debate? Watching that performance, my money was on Chris Christie, as always, you know, because he is like, he just tells it like it is. I hope he manages to stick around, because Mr. Make America Great was busy enriching his own family, his hangers-on, and soliciting through Truth Social, his base. And I'm sure people still think they're contributing to his campaign, but that's really not the case. That money is going direct to pay the current round of lawyers. Yeah, so before the Dexys, we heard Brown Spirits, great jazz album, Solitary Transmissions. It's the Ode to Dorothy. Prior to that was Anna St. Louis with Into the Deep from the Woods' album In the Air. And before that was The Clientele with Dying in May. So let me just make a few little observations and get in our legal PSA. And here we are with seatbelt safety. No matter what it takes, it's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety no matter what it takes. Do what you have to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. It is 5:52. We will get to hear what Judy Collins, who is on WGBH as its busy shilling, and this is My Life in Music, a monthly feature that runs in a magazine published in Britain. So she celebrates the artists who have provided her with joy and material down the years. The quote is, "It's the song that matters to me." So Bob Dylan's album, Bringing It All Back Home. I knew him in Colorado when he was still Robert Zimmerman, a scruffy kid with an engineer's hat on singing old Woody Guthrie blues. Badly chosen and badly sung, I thought. Then in 1963, I was invited to a party at Al Grossman's house in Woodstock. I woke up in the middle of the night and heard a voice coming up the stairs. So I went down to where Dylan was singing behind a locked door in the basement and listened for 2 hours to him writing Mr. Tambourine Man. By the time Bringing It All Back Home came out, he was really burning up the tracks. He changed everything. Yeah, that album came out in 1965. The way that because he dared to go electric at the Rhode Island Folk Festival. I mean, there were tons of people who were like, I'm never going to hear another thing out again, blah, blah, blah. Okay, what's the next album, Judy? Josh White, Josh at Midnight, 1956. Josh was the first person Judy Collins opened for at the Exodus in Denver, who, among other things, turned me on to speed. He was blacklisted in the 50s, along with Pete Seeger and many people in the entertainment business. He couldn't get played on the radio. That was the 50s, were the heyday of the House Un-American Activities Committee. And a certain senator from Wisconsin who enjoyed quite a run till he tried to take on the U.S. Army with communists there. And that's where he met his downfall. So on to the next album, Leonard Cohen, Songs of Leonard Cohen, from 1967. And Judy goes, when Leonard came to my door in 1966, he was so brilliant and a wonderful conversationalist. He said, I can't sing, I can't play the guitar, and I don't know if this is a song. Then he sang me the Stranger Song, dress rehearsal rag, and Suzanne. I said, Leonard, these are songs, and I'm recording at least two of them immediately, which I did. Suzanne became a huge hit for Judy Collins. The next spring, I took him to this big fundraiser and said, you're going to sing Suzanne because everybody's dying to hear you. But when he started singing, he broke down. So I went out with him. He sang the song with both of us, and people went crazy. And we'll just do one more. And this is Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And yes, it is Crosby, Stills, and Nash. When Neil Young joined them, he totally messed up the harmony that they had. So what does Judy Collins have to say about this? It was my birthday, and I was out in California. Stephen Stills came and brought me flowers and a beautiful Martin guitar and sang a Judy Blue Eyes to me. We both wept, and I said, it's gorgeous, but it's not going to get me back. I'm sure you can probably figure out what was going on there. But it is one of the most wonderful success stories of the 60s, and that it became a popular hit all over the world. I've always been a fan of CSNY's singing. I think they're phenomenal together. Stephen has helped me because he listens to everything that I write. In spite of our breakup, we've remained friends for over 50 years. He and Leonard Cohen are the backbone of my songwriting, really. Okay, it is 5:58. We probably have just another half an hour till Max comes in. So we're going to hear some more music. This is from the latest Deer Tick album.
Brand new smile upon my face. I look